This is Lynn Bowers. I live outside of Eugene, Oregon. The story is how I got poisoned twice in the same place. January 18th, 2010, 1:30 p.m., a shopping mall parking lot. I walked around the corner of the building to find two herbicide applicators all suited up, masks, rubber suits, boots, gloves. I kept on to my car as fast as I could. Walking between them, I called out, "Okay for you guys all suited up. What about the rest of us?" The one guy approached my window, asking me to open it so we could talk. I could hear him explaining that they just had to wear this equipment because they are workers that use the poison all the time, but it wouldn't hurt me. I was already reacting, so I drove off pronto. Takes me about 20 minutes to get home. Getting out of my car, I take my own picture. I go into my mudroom, strip down to naked, throw my winter coat, shoes, and everything in the washer, shower for 15 to 20 minutes, getting myself some lunch. I call the owner of the mall and the landscape service manager and say I want to report an exposure incident and make appointments to discuss it. Next day, I meet with the mall owner and the young woman who takes care of the interior landscape at the mall. They assure me that they don't use any chemicals inside. The owner is humoring me. She says, "You should get yourself a soapbox." I assure her that my cabinet maker husband has already built me one that I haul to wherever I need it. We actually keep it on our front porch. Then I drive across town to the office of the prominent local Green Image Landscape Products Company. Tell my story all over again. They can hear me throughout the building. At my insistence, he gives me material safety data sheets for the pre-emergent products used, Snapshot and Caseron. He states that, quote, "The public interface is bad." We conclude with him agreeing that the company will not use these products at the mall or any other equivalent public place. Forward to April 18th, 2011, 11:40 a.m., same parking space. Getting out of my car, I notice that I'm parked tail-to-tail with landscape truck. Always curious about their operations, I walk toward the truck and simultaneously start reacting and notice a worker with backpack sprayer walking away from me. Go do my grocery shopping quickly, about 10 minutes, and approaching the front of my car, I notice chemical smell. See that there's a liquid spill beneath the tail of the truck that has evaporated. I go on to Sheldon Pool where I borrow phone book from the front desk. I have trouble figuring out how to find the phone number of the landscape service. Getting Kevin on the phone, I am so aphasic that I can barely make words. Me, "Kevin, I was just poisoned again at the mall. I thought we had an agreement." Him, "I can tell you that we stopped using all pre-emergence." Me, "Call me at home and tell me what it was." When he does call, I say, "Your discontinuing pre-emergence does give me better odds of getting to the grocery store without being poisoned, but even once is just too much." I shower for 10 to 15 minutes there at the pool and am in the pool by 12:15 for 1 hour, and I'm feeling some better. When I'm home, Kevin calls me and tells me that the products used were Roundup and Speed Zone, applied as spot treatments, quote, "only on the perimeter and," quote, "near the offices and Pier 1. And I say, "Well, what's Speed Zone?" And him, "It's a broadleaf herbicide." And I'm wondering, does he know what's in it? Why doesn't he tell me if he knows? April 19th, the next day, I get a printout of the label for Speed Zone. It contains 28.57% 2,4-D ester, dicamba, and two other poisonous chemicals. The label says, do not apply this product in a way that will contact workers or other persons, either directly or through drift. Other quote, do not enter or allow people or pets to enter the treated areas until sprays have dried. And I'm wondering, were there entry barriers or any other form of notification at all there at the mall? I'm thinking probably not. I bet the mall owners wouldn't like that. So they do it in secret instead? I mean, okay, April 20th. Here's my notes made that morning. Morning, I'm still reacting. I still have red face. I still have that characteristic feel in my mouth and numb lips. And it says, middle of the night, I could taste the chemical. I call Kevin to discuss Bead Zone. We're spot treating oxalis in flower beds. That he said that he would not use Speed Zone again. And I said, are we going to have to slug it out over again for each separate product? He tells me about organic product that they had investigated that was too dangerous to use. I asked him if he'd heard of Green Match. He called back to say that he had read the label on the for that product on the internet and that it looked good, and he was checking on local availability. I tell him, well, you know, Kevin, education is a lot more efficient than litigation.